Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Usually I only do this in our radio show, but I'm going to do it in the catch up as well.
Oh, go for it.
I'm going to do what we call in radio a time call. So I'll say in the morning, like, oh, it's 6 minutes past six. Oh, it's 20 minutes to nine
go
right
for
now.
It. You've got my full support with this one, Ellie, because it has been a big day. Whoa.
Bear in mind that we get up at 4 a.m. right now, catch uppers. It is 27 minutes past three.
Yeah, sorry, the podcast is a bit delayed. Most people are probably thinking to themselves, like, cry me a river.
Yeah.
They don't care.
We're
they just
tired.
Want to hear the podcast, man.
I know. It's been a very long day. We had like 700 meetings.
Yeah, followed by a TV shoot.
Oh, yeah, we're on TV, guys. Kind of.
We're not allowed to say what for because it's not to do with work.
Oh, okay.
Well, it kind of is. It's
don't work. Mention it on the radio then.
I won't, but we're famous, kind of. We sound tired, don't we?
All right, we're going to keep this short but sweet, podcasters. I cannot even remember what we did this morning.
We're going to keep this sweet but psycho. I did an experiment, remember, this morning?
Oh, yeah. Was that this morning?
That was this morning.
No,
I'm not joking.
3 days ago. What are you talking about?
We laughed heaps. Yep, that was this morning.
That was this morning. And do you know what? Catch uppers, you will too. So sit back, let our dulcet tones fill your ears, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Whew, here we go. Are we ready to solve one of life's biggest mysteries?
I guess.
Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, this is a segment where you ask a random question that you have always found a mystery to you and you ask for the people of the Goulburn Valley / yourself to solve it.
I'm sick of the big mysteries like, do aliens exist in space? What else?
Bermuda Triangle.
Why do all the chips disappear in the Bermuda Triangle? Good question. So I solve the bigger mysteries.
Did you say why do all the chips disappear?
I meant the ships, but I've got a bit of a lift this morning. I can't talk properly.
Do not take your Pringles near the Bermuda Triangle because they will disappear, team.
You don't want to lose those sour cream and onions off the side of a ship in Bermuda.
Hey, $4 on Jetstar for those bad boys. It's expensive.
No, week one, we solved the mystery. Why do all old women have a bob?
Yep.
In week two.
Yep.
We solved the mystery, which I forgot about.
So have I. We obviously really went hard at it.
Was it about? Oh, the birds. Do birds poo? That's what it was.
Yeah, no, found do birds wee?
Do birds wee? And we've realised birds actually don't wee. They poo. See? Mind blown. This morning's is a bigger one.
Yeah.
I read a meme and it got to my attention. The meme said, I was today years old when I realised that flames don't have shadows.
You told me about this and you were like, oh my God, Ellie, can you believe this? Flames don't have shadows. I'm like, yeah, I can, because a shadow is caused by light reflecting off a surface. If the surface is light, then it's not going to cause a shadow.
Well, this morning we're going to put it to the test. And right now we are live on the Hit GV Instagram page, so you can watch the experiment live. We can tune in, as you are already, and we're going to solve one of life's biggest mysteries together. I swear, when we used to camp around a bonfire as kids cooking marshmallows, that those flames from that fire 110% have a reflection.
No, they flicker in the, like, there's an orange flicker, but there's not a shadow, not a specific shadow. 13, 12, 16, if you want to weigh in on this argument, because Josiah is, I think...
I hope this is true because I'm mind blown if it is, right? Okay. So what I've got this morning is a lighter, one of those big ones. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we don't start a fire in the studio.
No, there's a fire ban. Actually, there might be a fire ban.
I mean, if we do start a fire, can we sue work in any way for damages?
Might give us some days off, so go for it.
Okay, here we go. Let's set fire to this hit sign.
Forget the long weekend.
And I'm using the torch from Ellie's light. And what I have, if you can see that on Instagram, if you're listening live, you can see the shadow of the lighter. I'm about to flicker the light, and if a shadow appears, then it is false. However, if there is no shadow, flames do not have shadows. Mind blown. Are you ready for this, Ellie?
Move aside, Mythbusters. Josiah's here, everyone, to blow your
mind. Are we actually ready for this?
Yeah, I'm very ready because I know exactly what's going to happen.
So you can see the shadow there, and on the count of three, I'm going to turn this lighter on and... Oh my goodness.
This is great radio.
Look at that, guys. I know you can't hear it if you're listening, but if you are on Hit GV, you can see right now there is no shadow where the fire is.
There is a shadow of the rest of your little stick there, your igniter stick, but nothing of the flame. Is this insane? Is it not? I say it's not. I say no one really cares, but...
Mind blown. You know what this segment is and you know what the Josiah and Ellie show is?
Yeah.
Educational.
Educational, you're right.
Not only do old women get bobs because their hair thins out, not only do birds not wee, they poo only, but now we can confirm that flames do not have shadows. This is mind-blowing stuff. You're welcome, Goulburn Valley.
Do you know what, kids? Don't bother going to school today. All right? You've learned everything you'll need to know just by listening to this show.
Wow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
We are talking about Momo. Now, if you don't know who Momo is, basically it's this scary-looking character that's been doing the rounds on the internet. Which you take one look at and you're like, yeah, that's a scary thing. But if you're a kid and you take a look at her, you get a bit frightened. And it turns out a lot of kids around the GV and around the country, really, in fact, around the world, are getting frightened by Momo.
Because Momo is actually the name of my favourite restaurant in Sydney and Melbourne.
Is it?
It's a dumpling bar. And I think Momo actually means dumpling in Japanese.
No, gyoza is dumpling in Japanese.
It is, but Momo means something else. I just remember thinking dumpling bar, Momo dumpling. I'm on.
Oh, I wish. I wish that was all that was associated
with it. It's just a scary dumpling, kids. Nothing to worry about.
Well, that's the thing. So if you've got the kids in the car, listen up. Because if they've been afraid about Momo, we're about to cross to a reporter who's going to put our minds at ease. Okay? So have no fear. Sally Sirius is here.
Oh, Sally Sirius. News.
Good morning, Sally Sirius with a breaking news update. An elusive fugitive who goes by the name Momo has officially been arrested for scaring children around the globe. A judge has ruled Momo will be detained in maximum security prison for the rest of her life with no possibility of release. Children are to be reminded that Momo is no longer a threat and they should return to sleeping through the night without concern. Also, they should stay in school and do their chores. Sally Sirius, Hit News. There you go, Jay.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show, Sally Sirius. Sounds awfully like someone else I know.
No, that's just Sally Sirius.
Momo's gone.
Momo's gone. She's officially in jail. She cannot hurt anyone. Kids,
for
how
life.
Good's that? You're fine.
So we have nothing to be afraid of anymore.
Nothing to be afraid of.
Wow. When I was a kid, actually, I remember some kids did a knock and run on our front door.
Yep.
And I was petrified for months. I didn't sleep because I thought it was bad people trying to get in the house. It was just a bunch of kids doing knock and run.
Yeah.
Same with Momo.
Exactly.
Those kids that did knock and run on my house, guess what? They got locked up for life for doing that.
There you go.
So just like Momo, I got to sleep again. Nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about, children. And parents, you are so welcome. You can pay me later.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry over this story. It's unbelievable. Remember the movie School of Rock?
How could I forget?
One of the best movies of all time, and I'm sure a childhood favourite for so many of us. Do you know who Zach is? He's the kid that was the lead guitarist in the band.
Yeah, doesn't he play classical guitar to begin with and his parents don't let him play anything else? And
yes.
Then boom, next minute, he's a rock legend.
Exactly. He's got the little comb over, a bit of a nerd, and then he's like the lead guitarist. It's meant to be cool. Here's a scene from the movie if you don't know who he is.
Zach, dude, what's up with the stiffness, man? You're looking little Robotronic. Loosey-goosey, baby. Loosey-goosey.
I'm just playing it the way you told me.
I know, and you know what? It's perfect. But the thing is, rock is about the passion, man. Where's the joy? You're the lead guitarist, and we are counting on you for some style, brother.
Well, he's taken those words from the movie way too seriously because he's in trouble with the law so badly.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
What do you mean? What's he done? Little Zach, he's the goody-goody. He's a classical guitar player.
He's been arrested and he's facing felony charges. You're not going to believe what for, though.
What?
Cops have busted him 4 times in the last 5 weeks for stealing guitars, allegedly, and an amp as well.
At least he's being consistent. You know, he loves guitar on the movie. He loves guitar in real life.
Has he thought to himself, is he still in his mind stuck in the School of Rock days and he can't move on? So he's like, I can't let go of the guitar, man. And so now he's out there stealing from, apparently one of the times he was known for it because they've been releasing his images online, right? And so once he took a guitar, so he goes in, trials them, probably plays a bit of School of Rock thinking, you guys know who I am.
Well, that's the thing. Like, really, what's he done since then? You
Nothing.
Know, like, obviously not a lot. So he's trying to hang on to the glory days.
Then he's taken it to his car. Everyone's seen him before he's got away. They've all surrounded his car so that he either has to run over them or that's it. So they waited till the cops came. They arrested him. He's getting done. Have a look at his mugshots. This is what he looks like now.
Oh, God. He still looks the same.
He looks the same, just like he's smoked too much of the old chuff over the years, doesn't he?
Skin's not great.
No, that's to do with some of his recreational use, no doubt, allegedly.
I'd get some Clearasil on that ASAP.
Yes, you need your fingers to get in there and pop a couple of the pimples.
Oh, God. Okay.
Rest in peace, Zach. Don't rest in peace, but look after yourself,
lift
mate.
Lift your game.
And just remember, you're an actor. You're not actually the lead guitarist in real life, buddy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Society's evolved these days, and my main form of communication, and I feel like this is the case for a lot of people, is via group chat.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what form or what type of social media you use. It happens. Yeah. I've got a group chat going right now on Facebook, mm-hmm. WhatsApp, Instagram, mm-hmm. Snapchat.
Yeah.
Every platform now, isn't it?
Yeah. Because it's just so easy. You can reach out to a bunch of people at once and get the message out. You know, so if I go and visit my friends in Perth, I can just say, hey, guys, I'm back 18th of March. See you then type thing. And then everyone knows. One message.
No one writes back.
No, everyone's like, oh, God, I'm so busy then. But an article's been released about some of the great group chat names that people have got because you can get pretty creative with it.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to go into a few of them. The Windy Bum Boys is one.
Well, that's good.
Someone's
posted
about. Yeah, yeah. Apparently it's slang for farting.
Slang for what, sorry?
Farting.
Wow, it's too early for that.
It's not.
It's never too early
it's
for fart
never too
jokes.
Early for fart jokes. Also another one that I really like is Justin's car smells like death itself died in there.
Oh, I'd love to know the story behind that one.
Yeah, I know. I feel like, you know, there's not a lot to it. I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. Park in your own complex is one because someone keeps leaving a note on his car. Doesn't really say what the group chat's about, but, you know, you kind of just make it up. I want to go through a few of mine.
I was going to say, what are some of yours? Are these with your friends back home or friends here? Because you and I are in quite a few group chats together as well.
Yep, yep. We're in one with other people who do our job around the country. It's called Not Invited to the Radio Awards.
Because none of us got invited. What about the one you and I are in?
Which one?
The send each other nudes before the show group. That's a good one as well.
You wish I'd accepted your invite to that. Now, I've got Beba Girls for Life.
That's
which
good.
Is B, it's spelled B3 Girls for LYF.
How old are you? You're 27.
Do you know what? I created that, so
oh,
stop
come
it.
On, Ellie. It sounds like something a 15-year-old would do. What are you? Who, any boys allowed in the Beba Girls for
Life?
Nah,
it's just all my school friends.
Yep.
Then I've got one with my old work colleagues. One of them got glandular fever once and would not shut up about it, so we made a glandular fever support group.
Oh, that's good.
Which is now just been shortened to the Glange. It's been like that for like 2 years now. Brew Skiers was the group that I went skiing with because we want to drink brew skis and we want to go skiing.
Do you think this is a girl thing?
What, that you name your group chat something crazy?
I've never named a group chat other than what it is. So like I play fantasy for the NRL and the group chat's called NRL Fantasy. We just say what it is. We don't have to get out there and be creative because I like to know what each group's about.
No,
otherwise I get confused.
You get to know.
Baby Girls for Life.
Baby Girls for Life.
Oh, what's this group? Is this my footy chat group? Is this school? What is this one again? Just
say
what it is.
Girls who are my baby girls for life.
School chat group, fantasy, soccer. Do you know what I mean? Keep it basic. Maybe it is a guys versus girls thing.
Well, I've got one that's called the Titty Committee, which is me and two of my friends.
Okay, now you have my attention.
We added our friend called Dave, so now it's called Titties and Dave.
Oh, lucky Dave.
13, 12, 16. Do you have a creative group chat name floating around out there? Or hit us up on the socials. Hit GV on Insta, hit Golden Valley Facebook. We are talking about group chat names. What's yours? Because I've got some weird ones. Beba Girls for Life, Titties and Dave, Brew Skiers.
How did this come about? What was the article? So what was their point?
Just delving into some of them. So I thought, I want to delve into some of them too.
Well, I revealed before the song, I have none that are appropriate for the radio. I did find one.
Mm.
It's between me, another guy that works here, and my best mate, Chad. It's called the Ellie Wicks Appreciation Society. Do you know who she is?
Who's Ellie Wicks?
She's the Prime 7 weather girl.
Okay.
So we just kind of fangirl over her her Instagram account.
Are you sure it's Ellie Wicks and not Ellie Cheney?
No,
this one right here?
I'm 100% confident.
No photos of me in there?
It's definitely Definitely Ellie Wicks. Okay. So you haven't made the group chat yet. However, I may start an Ellie Cheney Appreciation Society. Make your photos a bit more spicy, though.
So offended that you haven't already. But, hey, that's an off-air conversation we can have. We did put it up on our socials, Hit Golden Valley Facebook, Hit GV on Insta. And we've got some interesting replies. I want to go through a couple of them. A lot of them I can't say on the radio. XOXO Gossip Goat. I like that one from Madison. Grace has said the Chamber of Secrets. Very fitting. Brooke said Burn Book with Judge Judy as our pitcher because we judging everyone. So good. You got any on Insta?
Yeah, Sensation 80 Sensation Night with, I can't say that word. Yeah. Can't say that one either.
So many of them. Guys, what is wrong with you, Golden Valley? You've all got sick, sick minds.
Oh, here we go. They've got one called Bacon Suckers.
Okay.
And the chat pitcher is a man dressed in a bacon suit. There you go. Very creative.
Good gear, guys. We did put the call out as well, 13, 12, 16 for your group chat names. Jess from Shep, you've given us a call. Have you got one?
Well, it's transitioned over time. So I'm in a group chat with a couple of the boys from work. And they put me in the group chat and they called it The Boys. So that was pretty cool. But then we changed it a few weeks later to The Girls. And then it got a French twist and now it's Le Girls with a G-U-R-L-S girls.
And are you more likely one of the boys or one of the Le Girls?
I mean, it's transitioned over time. I started off one of the boys and now we're all Le Girls.
Were you the one pushing to not be a boy anymore or, you know?
No, I was the one who was fighting for let's bring back the boys. But they were like, no, we're Le Girls now, Jess. Enjoy.
What sensitive new age men. I love it. Right before International Women's Day as well.
Oh, well done. Well, hey, Jess, too well sure.
Oh, God, what does that mean?
What is that?
It means you are hot.
Oh.
Hey, we were just saying the men are getting ahead in society and being sensitive new age and you just go pick out on her looks.
Bring it down, why not?
he's right, though.
All righty, thanks so much for your call.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Next week, this is really cool. I didn't actually know that this existed, but the Australian and New Zealand National Skydiving Championships is taking place. And so I want to know more about what it involves to be a professional skydiver. So we thought we'd get Ngambi local and world champ of skydiving, Craig Bennett, on. Morning, Craig.
Good morning. How are we?
Good, thanks. Is that right? You're a world champ?
No, the best we've done is we've picked up a couple of silver medals at World Meets, but we've been on the podium a few times.
That counts.
It's better than us, Craig. So so you're a gold medalist in our eyes. You're from Ngambi. I spot a Kiwi accent in there, mate.
Yeah, I grew up in New Zealand. I've been an Aussie about 30 years or so.
Wow. Can I be honest? I will not skydive for the rest of my life. Never have. I just can't do it, Craig. You must have some giant, I was going to say balls, I said it anyway, to be able to do it for 25 years nonstop. What sort of, do you have to be just courageous to do what you do, or what is it?
Nah, maybe you just have to be stupid, I don't know. I just can't think of anything better to do at the moment, really.
In that case, Josiah, you should be so good at skydiving. You should be the world's best skydiver.
Can I ask, have you had any near misses, Craig?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, if you hang around long enough.
Absolutely.
What happened? Yeah. Can you tell us what happened when you had a near miss?
I've had a couple of sort of things, nothing sort of life-threatening or anything like that, but I've been in an aircraft that crashed on jump run and that kind of thing. We managed to tear the tail off it. That was pretty big day.
Have you ever had any parachute issues?
I've had 4 reserve rides, but that's over 9,000 jumps. So it's
wow.
9,000 times you've jumped out of a plane?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Can I ask, do you mind me asking, how old are you, Craig?
I am, golly, what's this year? I'm going to be 56 this year.
How long do you reckon you'll keep skydiving for?
Oh, until I stop. You don't stop because you get old. You get old because you stop.
So true. Yeah. That is crazy. So what does exactly a skydiving competition entail? What do you have to do?
Yeah, is it best tricks, best jump? What do they take into account?
Yeah, okay, we've got different disciplines. At the national champs that we're having here, we've got a variety of sort of events. We've got 4-way flat, where the guys all jump out of the plane, make formations in free fall, holding hands and arms and that kind of thing, making formations. We've got VFS, which are like free fly guys. They're on their heads and on their feet and that kind of thing, making formations. We compete in canopy formations. We get out of the plane, open our parachutes straight away, And my team's a four-way team. The four of us get together. The judges have told us what to do, and we just go and repeat that sequence as many times as we can.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So where are the judges? Are they on the ground looking up?
They're on the ground, yeah. We've got a cameraman who's part of our team. He jumps out of the plane with us, and he sits behind us and videos what we're doing. That video gets passed to the judges. If he doesn't see it, we don't get the point. So he's definitely part of the team.
Unbelievable.
How confident are you about picking up the gold medal next week, Craig? Can you do it?
Yeah, we're fairly confident about picking that up. This national championships is the selection sort of meet for the world championships at the end of this year in Russia. So we're quietly confident that we're going to pick up the first place here, represent Australia again and go to Russia and sort of do our best there.
Is it a big industry on the whole? Do lots of countries compete at the World Champs?
Yeah, we had the World Championships up in the Gold Coast this year in Australia in 2018.
Hmm.
We had, I think it was 32 nations turn up to compete there. Yeah.
Maybe I should take up skydiving.
I'd love to push you out of a plane.
Do you ever make people jump out of a plane just so they can push them out? Do you, like, if you're mad at your partner or something, can you push them out of a plane?
I'm not sure. I have taken a couple of people whose ex-wives just bought them a divorce present, and that was the skydive. So, yeah, maybe.
Unbelievable. Did they, you know what I'd love to see is one of them go up the plane with their ex-partner, and even though they're 10, and push you out of the plane. So it's like they push their ex out of a plane.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The ultimate
revenge.
You're about
3 miles above the ground, so you've got plenty of time to recover the situation if you get pulled.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Craig. It is honestly such a fascinating sport that I did not know anything about. Best of luck next week for the national champs.
Thank you very much.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
People are up in arms and some people are excited because Heinz... You know the sauce brand?
Yes, I use their baked beans all the time.
Do you?
Every single day.
Danky.
That's why you hear random noises throughout the show. That is my bot.
We have a rule in this studio, buddy.
If it's silent but deadly, it doesn't count.
Yes, it does. So Heinz over in the States have released a new range of sauces after the success of one that they released called Mayo Chop.
Ooh, what's that?
Mayo Chop is a mixture of ketchup and mayo.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you go out and you get some hot chips,
yeah,
and they come with a bit of like mayo / aioli with a bit of tomato sauce, you mix the two.
Yeah.
I don't mind the idea of that.
You okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Tick.
Glad to hear it. All right. Well, they've taken it to the next level, and this is where I'm getting a bit like, are you kidding me, Heinz? Mayo Q. They've released that, which is a mixture of mayo and barbecue sauce.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, you're okay with that?
Yeah, well, I'm a diehard barbecue sauce fan.
Yeah.
So if a cafe offered me a choice between mayo and tomato sauce or mayo and barbecue all the way. I can have barbecue sauce on anything. Okay. In fact, my Heinz baked beans I have with barbecue sauce as well.
Oh.
Sometimes some sriracha if I feel like a bit of spice. It's a little insight into the life of Josiah. I live quite a simple life,
to
be honest.
Such interesting chats this morning. Who knew sauce chat could be so scandalous? Okay, what about this one that they've also released? Mayo must.
What's that?
Think about it.
Oh, mustard, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I have no interest in mustard. Stick well clear of it.
So you don't want to try mayo must?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, people are up in arms about it because they're like, are you kidding me? Like, just leave it. If you want mayo and mustard together, just buy a mayo, buy a mustard. We don't need to buy it pre-packaged.
Yeah, but they're saving us money, man. Everyone wants to save a dollar these days, so why not combine the two?
But what about the time when you just want mustard?
Go
or you
buy
just
mustard.
Want barbecue sauce. I mean,
it's a good point. But when these days, they obviously notice that everyone buys the two together, so why not save a dollar or two for the people out there and combine the two?
Nah.
Heinz, I love you.
They're joking. They're having us on. So I thought, hey, if they're onto something here and if this is successful over in the States, I'm going to bring my own combinations of sauces to the Goulburn Valley.
Here we go. What have you got for us?
SPC, listen up. If you make sauces, does SPC make sauces?
Yeah, they do. Well, they make baked beans. You know what?
There you
Scratch
go.
Heinz. I'm going to start buying SPC baked beans from now on. I mean, I already do.
Good cover, buddy. Good cover. All right. I've invented soyo sauce.
What's that one?
Soy sauce and mayo.
Good. When I eat Japanese, I mix eel sauce, which you could also, it's like a sweeter version of soy sauce, with spicy mayo. So it's very similar to your idea, but if you can combine those two for me, I'll be your best friend for life. BFLs.
Spicy eel-yo, I'd have to call that one.
Thank you. I'll take it.
What about moisture sauce, mayo
Sounds
and oyster sauce?
Terrible. I don't like the name, but break it down for me.
What? Oh, it's just mayo and oyster sauce together?
Oyster sauce?
Yeah.
I don't mind the idea. Yeah.
What about mayo lignaise sauce?
My brain's too slow. What's that?
Mayo and bolognese.
Why has everything got mayo?
Because that's the whole point. That's what Heinz are doing.
Mayo and bolognese sauce.
Yeah.
Whew.
Delish.
I'll be up for trying. I don't know if it'll work, though.
What about Zats Mayoki?
Tzatziki? With what?
Mayo. Everything's with mayo.
Oh, why does it all have to have mayo? I mean, I like mayo, but I'm not a diehard mayo fan. I know you are.
You're getting very aggressive here. You're getting very aggressive. Okay, finally, aioli.
Oh, okay, I could have a wild guess as to what that one is. And no, I would not try that because they're too similar.
One more. I got one more for you.
Here we go.
Worcestershire yo.
I don't even want to guess what that is.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to tell you about my grandma.
Yeah, we do. It's my favourite thing to talk about. Your grandmother, your mother and your sister.
That's creepy and rude.
No, they're just nice people. Every time we speak about them, every time I speak to them, they're just beautiful women in your life. And you know what? You're a beautiful girl as well.
Thanks so much. Good covering your tracks. Anyway, yesterday I spoke to Nan. I hadn't spoken to her for a while. So we had a long conversation.
Nan again?
She's 89. Or 88, sorry. She turns 89 later this year.
Big 9-0 next year.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm going to get a toy boy for her birthday.
I volunteer my services.
But I want to lay out the way my grandma is, the type of person she is, right? She used to be a Salvation Army officer, very into her church, doesn't drink, doesn't curse. Doesn't do anything wrong.
She's just
a sweet old lady.
She's
basically
the perfect human being.
Yeah, yeah. And she's got very strong morals and she also thinks that I'm an angel.
Can I ask one quick question?
You can.
Are you sure she thinks that? Because my goodness, if that's what your nan is like, she would be so disappointed with what you've become.
No, she thinks I'm an angel. So we'll just leave it at that. But yesterday she may have realised that I'm not as angelic as I seem because I was talking to her and she said, How's your lovely boy doing? Referring to my boyfriend, Gavin. She loves Gavin.
Oh, not your co-host?
No, not you. Didn't mention you, strangely enough. Oh, weird, because you're such a big fan of hers.
True.
She doesn't know your name. Anyway, she asked me how Gav was, and I said, yeah, you know, things are going really well. We're doing the long distance thing, but he came to visit over the weekend, so that was nice. And she goes, and where does he stay when he comes to visit? And I was like, oh, God, do I tell? Like, obviously, he comes and stays with me, and we like...
Ew.
Share a bed because he's my boyfriend. But
doesn't mean it's right, Ellie.
I'm not married to him.
In many people's eyes, it's not.
I know. Well, she's very Christian, my grandma. And so I had to say, oh, you know, he comes and stays at my house. She goes, oh, he doesn't get a hotel. And I said, no, you know, he's come all this way. So, like, it's expensive to get here. So I don't want to make him, you know, stay in a hotel. And then she's like, oh, so does he just, you know, sleep in the spare room or something? And I just, but at that stage, I was like, I can't tell her.
Well, you don't have a spare room, man, if you're listening, first of all. So that is a huge issue. Second of all, why would you say that to your nan?
What?
You're upsetting her in her older years with your actions.
Exactly.
Surely you could have some respect.
Well, that's the thing.
For your nan and force Gav. You know what? Let's put in a call to Gav today and force him to stay in a hotel next time. Or Gav can stay at my. I've got two spare bedrooms. He's more than welcome to stay at my house because if it makes Nan happy, then I'm here for it.
Oh, thanks. That's so nice of you.
It is. I'm Team Nan.
Well, then it got worse. So I was like, yeah, he just stays in the spare room, not wanting to tell her the truth. And then the conversation changed to her saying, oh, do you know what? I'm thinking of coming to visit you later in the year. I'll just stay in your spare room.
Oh, my.
I don't have a spare room. What do I do? How do I let her know that I'm a hussy we're sharing a bed?
Okay, calm down. We'll work this one out. You're going to have my house for that week. I'm going to have to switch houses with you. Okay. We need to make sure we keep this clear. You can have my spare bedrooms. Nan can have that one. Bring Gav as well. He can stay in our other spare bedroom.
Okay.
And then you can have my room. Oh, yeah, I've always wanted you there. And I'll have your room. I can stay with the Mias. That is also my dream. So it's a win-win for all of us. Let's do it.
Do you know what? All right, problem solved. I didn't think this through, though, because Nana also listens to the Catch-Up.
I was going to say, I'm going to be sending her the link to this audio at
hit.com. Let's just not upload one today.
Hit app if you want to have a listen to it. Nan, I am getting your email address. I know what retirement village you live in.
I love you, Nan. I love you so much. You're the best. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Wow.
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I just want to touch on something that's broken overnight. Some massive news. We, Australia, have a new bachelor.
Who is he?
His name's Matt Agnew. He's a nobody, which is interesting that they've decided to go with a nobody. Who's after the Honey Badgers season last season.
Who's the last nobody we had? Would it have been Sam Wood probably?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, because before, what's his name? Before Honey Badger was Richie, who had been on a previous season.
Worst bachelor ever.
Matty J had been on a previous season.
Personality of a wet blanket, that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the worst. But hopefully this Matt guy will be interesting.
So tell us about him.
He's an astrophysicist.
Nerd!
I like that. I like that because they've had sporty dudes on there before. Richie was a window cleaner.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What's the astrophysicist? I have no idea what they do.
You should know. You're about to solve one of life's mysteries with a science experiment.
Don't worry about it.
Astrophysicist, they do like space stuff and science and stuff.
Oh, what? So what's his full-time job? What do you do for a living? I investigate aliens in space?
Yes, it's very interesting.
What's his actual title? Like, what
he has a PhD.
I'm sure we'll speak to him on the show. Lots of questions. The big question, what everyone's wondering though, is he hot?
Okay. He's cute. He wears glasses.
Didn't ask that, Ellie.
Nah, he's cute, which I go for cute. Oh, no, I go for hot, actually.
Yeah, so you go for hot with no personality.
Whoa! Is that a dig at my boyfriend, Gavin?
Oh, absolutely it is. Don't worry. I do the same thing. It's okay.
Gav has the best personality around, Buster. No, this guy, he works at Swinburne Uni, lives in Melbourne, just down the road, ladies. And, astrophysics and supercomputing.
Here we go. I'm looking at a photo of him now. You put up one on HitGV on Instagram, Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. Take a look. Oh, yeah, he's no oil painting at all, is he?
He's cute.
You know what he looks like in that suit?
What?
Quite a big forehead as well, not to be judgy.
You are being judgy. You're being very judgy.
He looks like Clark Kent, Superman, a little bit.
There you go. Who doesn't want to get a rose from Clark Kent?
I'm a bit disappointed with the producers, The Bachelor. There was only one man for me, and it was worth paying every single cent for ratings. And you know who that is?
Who?
Shane Warne. You're an idiot if you don't think Australia doesn't need Shane Warne as our next Bachelor.
Yeah, I would watch that series.
So if the ratings take a dive with Matty Agnew, the astrophysicist nerd, next series, it's Shane Warne or Bachelor's Dead.
Why don't you apply?
Well, there's a small issue and it's called a girlfriend.
Ah, that old chestnut.
Otherwise, I absolutely wouldn't think twice.
Well, make sure you check out that photo on our Instagram. Let us know your thoughts on what you think of the new Batch.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to stop things down for a second, Josiah, because we said goodbye to an institution over the weekend. Not only did Oliver's across the road from us on Wyndham Street close down, but the last remaining Blockbuster Video in Australia closed its doors.
You're kidding. Do you know where it was? That's devastating.
I do. It was over in Perth. And now there's only one Blockbuster left in the entire world.
Of course, the last one in Australia was in Perth. They're 3 hours behind.
Okay, all right. WA, wait a while. A lot of people do say that.
Quite delayed in their head as well.
I'm from Perth, side note. So,
oh, yeah, right. Careful. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Careful. But it got me thinking about something that's left in Shepparton. And I was at Noble Monks over the weekend.
How's the coffee?
Delicious. Yeah. Best coffee in Shep. I'm going to get in trouble by so many other cafes for saying that.
I beg to differ that one.
Anyway, I had coffee there. It was delicious. And I got talking to a guy who may or may not have had a couple of beers. I couldn't quite figure out if he was intoxicated.
I mean, if he was
or not.
Talking to you, I'm guaranteed he was hammered.
But what he brought up was the fact that there's a rental video machine, like a vending machine where you can rent videos outside what used to be Video Easy next door to Noble Monks on Maud Street in Shepparton. And he goes, I'm going to go investigate it. I said, yeah, good on you, buddy. Go on, report back to us. Let us know. And so sure enough, he walked down, checked it out and came back and goes, yep, don't think anyone's used it in a while. But it's still there. It's still working by the looks of it. I said, that's incredible. Is there anyone who still uses that vending machine? Is there anyone still hiring DVDs?
Well, there's that one, but you often see them inside Coles and Woolies as well. They have the little vending machines as well there.
Yeah.
But I love that they've left a vending machine at what once was a huge DVD store.
Yeah, exactly.
It shows the direction the world is moving now as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I want to know. I'm not sure if we're going to get calls for this, but I want to put it out there. 13, 12, 16, have you rented a DVD from that video rental system in Shepparton or in anywhere else in the GV? I'm not sure where the other ones are.
Of course. A lot of people don't have the same technology that we do, and some people still live in the DVD era, so that's why they would go there. We don't. I haven't seen a DVD in forever.
Neither. I wouldn't even know how to use it anymore.
No.
You know what you have to do with DVDs? You have to like jump from scene to scene. You have to fast forward and rewind.
Oh,
you're
you are so old school.
Remember that?
What about the old days of videotapes where you used to record the programs on the videotape and have to rewind it with your finger to go all the way back?
I'd get so mad if the person who'd watched the video before you hadn't rewound it.
Because you had to sit there for a few minutes rewinding yourself. Dad, I'm looking at you. He would always leave it at the end.
Or how about when you tape something off TV and then someone taped over it?
Or even worse, that happened to a friend of mine. Their wedding video.
No!
Over the top for the footy, the partner, Steve, his name was.
Oh no,
he
Steve-o.
Filmed the rugby league grand final over the top of his wedding video. You don't reckon there was a bad conversation with the missus?
Yeah, big time. All right, well, 13, 12, 16. Don't know if we'll get one, but I want to try. Have you used that vending machine? Do you still use DVDs or videos? If we get a VHS user, I'm out. Like, I'll be so excited. Give us a call now.
Yeah, we put the call out on 13, 12, 16.
Yes. James from Shep, you've given us a call. Are you the one who still uses it?
Yeah, when I first moved to town and like my Netflix and that all didn't work in, I went through and I got like Fast and Furious 7, the Wall, and like some Adam Sandler movie.
You're kidding me.
It's like 3 for $7 or something. I can't remember.
Well, you know what? If I knew they had those movies, I would have used it a long time ago. My goodness.
Great.
So how do you still have a DVD machine? That's what I don't understand.
Well, the house I had was furnished. So the only thing they had was free-to-air television that wasn't connecting like with that cord that goes into the satellite. So the only thing they had was a DVD player. And I was like, well, I don't have DVDs and I don't want to buy some. So,
I just
went out a quick rent.
This wasn't by choice. This was being forced into it.
This is the last option.
You're the one keeping them in business.
Yes.
Well done.
Do you know what? Video Easy is probably going around just cutting everyone's wires.
Except for his.
Alrighty, thanks so much for your call, James.
That's all right.
Turns out we're getting actually quite a few messages on our Instagram
right now.
They're
flying through during that call, aren't they?
Yeah, Nikki Noodles has written in. We use the DVD machines in Shep and Kyabram all the time. We have Netflix, but the vending machine has all the new stuff.
Good point. If it's not at the movies and you don't want to pay for a movie, you can watch it on DVD still. George has hit us up on Instagram, HitGV, if you want to hit us up as well.
Yeah.
Yarrawonga still has a local video land. Everyone's still using it. Riverside Plaza and Shep does as well.
Yeah, Emmett's written in to say it's at the back door of Riverside Plaza and people are always using it.
I always see it. I swear it's just one of those things you walk past but never think about.
Yeah. Now
wow.
I kind of want to try it.
Should we have a DVD night?
Yes. Do you have a DVD player?
Yeah. I've got my laptop. We can sit in bed and do some Netflix and chill.
On Netflix.
DVD
okay,
and
no,
chill.
Don't make it creepy.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Desire and Ellie.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.